T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Somehow we went from a New York State budget that was to include legalizing sports betting and recreational marijuana to neither. And we end up with a budget that will include a ban on plastic bags.
They don't biodegrade. What they do is eventually when they break down, they just break it down into smaller and smaller pieces.
Well, it's going to be pretty hard to do, but
they're wrecking the country. They're all over the water and the lake and everything.
I have no problem with it. I generally use reusable plastic, reusable shopping bags.
Just as everything else in New York, somebody has to pay for it, and someday we're going to come to that realization.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 and 716. I'm not sure how we got here. Really, the conversation with regard to the New York State budget for the last year or so is focused on legalizing marijuana and sports betting. Neither will be in the budget. But a Johnny-come-lately initiative to ban the plastic shopping bag, the so-called single-use bag, will apparently be included in the budget. It would be the second statewide ban after California, which banned bags in 2016. Hawaii also effectively has a ban in place since all the state's counties bar such single-use bags. New York's ban, which would begin next March, would forbid stores to provide customers with single-use plastic bags, which are non-biodegradable and have been blamed for everything from causing gruesome wildlife deaths to thwarting recycling efforts. The ban, which is expected to be part of the budget bills that are slated to be passed by Monday, would have a number of carve-outs, including food takeout bags used by restaurants, bags used to wrap deli or meat counter products, and bags for bulk items. Newspaper bags would also be exempted, as would garment bags and bags sold in bulk, such as trash or recycling bags. The plan would have an essential element allowing counties to opt in to a 5-cent fee on paper bags, revenue that would go to the state's Environmental Protection Fund as well as a separate fund to buy reusable bags for consumers.
The plastic bag ban will be in the budget.
Where do we stand? New York State Assemblyman Angelo Marinello talking with Susan and Brian on WBEN.
With an option for counties to charge 5 cents for paper bags. Now, mindful of the fact that between now and Monday, that could change, but it seems that there is an agreement on that. I've inquired yesterday. It does not appear to include dry cleaning bags, just the grocery store type of single-use plastic bags.
What should people expect if this passes? Is it going to be a scenario where you absolutely have to use some sort of reusable bag? There's going to be no plastic bags in the store, or something where you have that option and it will cost you, say, a dime or something like that per bag?
Well, from what I understand, and like I said, I haven't been able to read the final budget bill dealing with that because it hasn't even gone to print yet. But my understanding from early morning reading is it will be no plastic bags. You can bring your own reusable bag, or you can purchase a paper bag should the county determine that they want to charge for paper bags.
You know, when you say the counties can charge 5 cents for a paper bag, the county would get that nickel, not the stores?
No, then that would be divided between the county and the environmental fund. So that the stores would not get the money, but the county and the environmental fund. My suspicion is business has to continue, and New York State cannot continue to be the most unfriendly business state in the country. So the stores will have to increase their price of items, maybe only a micro penny However, somebody's going to have to pay for it, just as everything else in New York. Somebody has to pay for it, and someday we're going to come to that realization.
Yeah, so the stores will be forced to, I guess, stock up on more paper bags, it would seem, but they wouldn't get any of the revenue from this under the current proposal.
Not if the county opts in to charge. But like I said, their reimbursement will be through pricing.
All right. Now, when would this take effect? I mean, the budget would go into effect April 1st, but how soon would this plastic bag ban go into effect?
I believe it won't go into effect until after the first of the year. There will be time to make the adjustment.
Have you heard from a lot of, whether it's supermarkets or other food stores, where this would really have a big impact as far as the cost it might have for them to stock up on paper bags versus the plastic bags they're buying that are really a lot cheaper?
It's interesting because we've received no negatives or comments from the supermarkets. It seems that they're taking that in stride to make it part of their business deal.
Do you see this, Angelo, as maybe being the beginning, starting with these single-use grocery store plastic bags? I mean, there's so much plastic in everything we use all day long, and you could go on and on and on. Do you see that kind of just being the beginning and then something else comes after that?
I think we're going to follow New York City, banning plastic straws, plastic tableware. But there are options for those. There are biodegradable tableware you can utilize. There are straws, the old paper straws. But when you look at the garbage and the mess that the plastic bags and plastic causes, they do not disintegrate in a landfill. I see it as a move towards more environmental utilization of resources.
When it comes to sorry to harp on the point too, but paying for the paper bags, if you go to a grocery store now and ask for paper instead of plastic, typically you're not charged anything. I'm wondering why the change here. You know, you can ban plastic bags, but why does it necessarily have to have that impact on paper?
Well, because there is a cost, and paper does have some recycling or garbage volume that has to be disposed of. You know, when you go to Aldi's, if you need a bag, you pay for it. People aren't complaining. So I think that it's going to just be a transition into much more responsible environmental utilization of what we use in our everyday. And, you know, New York is the second state. California was the first. And it just seems that New York is always competing with California on almost every single issue. But the plastic bag issue, there's going to be differences of opinion. But I think most people have one of the reusable grocery store bags that they've purchased. And I know myself, sometimes I just forget it in the car. So this is going to put me in a position to remember to bring it in. So on a personal note, I'm not offended at this particular part of the budget with the plastic bag ban. And just think about all the recent studies in the oceans and the whales that are coming up dead because of the amount of plastic in their systems. Look at the trees on a windy day. So it's kind of like when the bottle bill first came into utilization in New York State. People were complaining. But if you recall, I don't know if any of you are old enough, but along this roadsides, there were tons of bottles and cans, and you just don't see that anymore. As a matter of fact, it's gotten to the point where they can't even dispose of them because China's not taking scrap, so they're overburdened with the recycled. So as we go along, we have to come up with innovative ways for packaging, for utilization of the environmental needs, and proceed in that vein.
Obviously, plastic bags aren't the best thing for the environment, as well as if they do not get recycled and reused.
That's Stuart Green. He owns Braemiller Market in Hamburg, and he'll operate the new downtown market on Ellicott Street in Buffalo, too. He tells Mike Baggerman he doesn't have an issue with the ban.
We offer paper bags here as an alternative to our customers already for no additional charge. We will clearly do that in the city as well, and continue to encourage our customers to bring their own bags of whatever source they are to reuse those. But I guess the difficult part is for me is I would hope that people would take that initiative on their own to do the right thing for whatever works for them versus the government telling them what they can and can't do.
So, you have some plastic bags that are right on your counter already that you use. Are those kind of like a last resort for your customers?
Yes, and some customers like them. We're not going to tell them that they should or shouldn't. We try not to do that with what they eat. So we have them available for our customers now, but I'm not opposed to getting rid of them.
A lot of your customers, just watching them walk around the store, they're already using some of the reusable bags, the paper bag type of stuff. Do you think people, when this ban happens in New York State of the single-use plastic, that people adjust pretty quickly, or do you think it's going to take some time?
I think they'll adjust pretty quickly. From what we've seen, our customers and our type of customer, they usually are already ahead of the curve, and they're not complaining about it. But like I said, they're available for the people that, right now anyway, for the people that want to use them.
Then there is the reason for it all, the environmental impacts. Now, those who are opposed to the ban say they care about the environment, too. They reuse the bags or recycle them, they say. But environmental champions need only to point to any roadside and the common sight of a plastic bag stuck in a tree or a shrub.
Plastic bags can create substantial damage to the environment.
Helen Domsky of New York Sea Grant with our Tom Puckett.
They really don't. Sometimes people think they're biodegradable. They don't biodegrade. What they do is when they break down, they just break it down into smaller and smaller pieces. And in many cases, they're, plastic bags themselves are made out of polymers, but then chemicals are added to the polymers, either for color or to strengthen it. So as the bags break down, they can release toxic chemicals into the environment. Certainly aesthetically, we've all seen plastic bags stuck in trees and bushes. They can clog drainage, like on streets or in parking lots. If they block the drainage, then you can have area flooding, small areas of flooding. Chemically, it can get into the environment. If fish or other aquatic organisms eat little bits of plastic, that can affect their health. I've been scuba diving in the Great Lakes for over 30 years. I have seen plastic bags in the bottom of the lake, bunched up in shallow water, tied up or tangled up in plants. So if animals are feeding, they can, they can ingest that plastic. They can get tangled up in it. If a bird lands in a nearshore area trying to catch fish and there are plastic bags that just end up there, people throw them out. It really can have a major environmental impact. And eventually what we do in the Great Lakes goes out into the ocean, and out in the ocean, plastic bags, I have actually seen when it's an animal, we call it a necropsy, but it's like an autopsy, sea turtles cut open and they're filled with plastic bags. So it really can have an astounding impact.
You mentioned that the plastic bags do not biodegrade, they just turn into little pieces. How long do plastic bags in general take to biodegrade, if you will, or become cut up into little pieces, if you will?
Well, the thing is, it depends on if they're in the water. It depends on wave action. You know, did they go over rocks before they made it to the water? That might help shred them. But you know, if you look at the literature out there, they estimate that a plastic bag can last anywhere between 20 years and 400 years. I've even seen where some reports list 500 or 600. Well, we don't know that. They've only been used since the 70s, so we really don't have an exact point of time. But they do last a long, long time in the environment, that's for sure. And so, you know, we should be concerned about the fact that, you know, people should recycle them, or first of all, they shouldn't use, you know, they should use reusable bags to take groceries out, or paper bags, but most people don't recycle them. You know, less than, I think, 3 to 5% get recycled. So that means most of them end up in landfills, and I'm sure you've been behind garbage trucks, and they're, you know, you'll see garbage blowing out of them, and plastic bags are lightweight. The air picks them up, and they end up along the roadway and eventually in the waters around here.
Budget deadline is Monday, April 1st, so be ready and not to bag it.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.